Good morning, everybody. Just a reminder that Mincha this afternoon is at 8:10. We're up to the section of the second parak of Pirkei Avos, which deals with the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and what they taught. Obviously, the last number of weeks we've been dealing with what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai taught, but also this should be credited to him because these were his students. So again, we're going to go in order over the course of the next few weeks. Rabbi Lazar ben Hurkanis, then Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Rabbi Shimon ben Nisanel, Rabbi Lazar ben Arach. So if you're interested in math, this is a little bit of a challenging Mishnah for you. Hey, Ma'amru Shlosha Dvarim, that each of these three students had what we like to call a margula befumayu, something that they would say all the time. It was kind of like a motif of theirs in their teaching. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanis Omer, Yichvod Chavercha Chaviv Alecha Kishalcha, that you should treat your friend's honor as if for your own honor. Now, it is interesting because a few generations later, there was a student of Rabbi Akiva called Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua, and he said that chvod chavercha kimora rabcha, that your friend's honor shouldn't just be like your own, but it should be like the awe of your teacher. So the Tosfos Yontif says there's no disagreement, because he says ultimately we're talking about two different kinds of friends, and the friend that Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua was referring to is a chavrusa, a friend in Torah. So inevitably he's teaching you things, you should treat him as if he were your rebbe. And here we're talking about just a friend. Somebody who's not necessarily a chavrusa, but somebody that you're close with, etc. Okay, so that would presumably, number one, alti noach lichos, a person should not easily anger. That would appear to be number two. Shuv yom echad lifnei misascha, that you should repent a day before you die. And as we mentioned yesterday, you don't really know when that's going to happen in 99.9% of cases. So that's what we call b'choleisiu b'gadecha levanim, that you should always live in a state of tshuva, because you never know when the whistle is going to blow, to use the euphemism there. So that would be number three. And number four, having mischamim keneged uran shel chachamim, person should warm themselves by the fires of Torah of the wise men, but don't get too close, just like to a fire itself. Because if you get too close, you don't have the proper awe and respect, you're going to get burned and possibly badly. Have yizar b'gechalatan shelo tikave, shenishichas and nishichas shuel, akitzas and akitzas agrav, l'chitzas and l'chishas saraf, v'chol divrem gigach le'esh. So you got to be very, very careful. You want to get close to the Chachamim, but not too close where you're sort of being familiar with them or cavalier with them, and then you'll end up being burned. So does that sound like three or four? Again, he said that you should treat your friend's honor as if it's your own. Don't easily anger. Number three, a person should always live in a state of tshuva. Number four, you should get close to Chachamim, but not too close to Chachamim. So that's four in my book. Okay, so the Rambam had a creative suggestion. The Rambam said, no, the fourth one was added kind of later. As a general reflection, we'll come back to that in just 10 seconds. The Bartanura says, no, the first two are actually connected. He says, how will it be that your friend's honor is like your own honor? Because alti noach lechos, because if you don't get angry easily, so you'll become more patient of a person. So a very difficult suggestion, frankly, that the Bartanura is making. So it seems to me like the Rambam had an interesting idea that this last piece was tacked on. So why would it have been tacked on later? That the Rambam doesn't explain, this whole idea about being close with the Chachamim, but not too close, because, somehow you violate their sense of honor, then it can end up very badly. So I wanted to make a suggestion. It's a little bit audacious, but we all know the story of Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanis after the Tanur Shalachnai, that he was excommunicated by his friends because he would not yield to their position. And he ended up dying a very tragic death, that he died in isolation. The only one who had any contact with him whatsoever was Rabbi Akiva. And as such, it seems to make a great deal of sense that maybe this was added later in his life, and upon reflection that, he held his position firmly about that oven, that he felt the oven was really tahor because it could be disassembled. But in the end, it cost him very, very dearly. And the scene of Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkanis' death is probably the most tragic scene that we have in terms of the entire Gemara, where he's dying all alone and he starts weeping. He says, I have so much Torah to teach, but nobody was willing in the end to learn it from me, maybe with the exception of Rabbi Akiva, but even so, I couldn't give it over to him. So much of what I learned, he says, my two arms are like two Sifrei Torah that are unrolled, that they're just going to go to the grave with me. So possibly later in his life, this was added on, where he talked about, how you have to find the right balance in terms of your relationship with the other Chachamim. So that would be something fascinating to consider, and it would also explain the anomaly of how we got from what is obviously started out as three, but then became four. Of course, the Kaddish Drabbanan today is especially helpful to help make up the Kaddish Drabbanan that we missed before and get us to the minimum of three Kadeshim in the context of Shachar.